sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Hey, I'm kind of chipper today. I had a fun time yesterday. I joined one of my coworkers and his high school buddies out last night. And, it was actually kind of still light out. So what do you call it? Late yesterday afternoon, Tom King and I hung out at an area establishment, Hog Creek, which is in Mosinee. Great place, by the way. I don't know if you guys are listening this morning, but Terry and Mel do a great job there. Fabulous service, excellent food, and it's a really nice place. So great place to hang out. I joined Tom and his high school buddies. They have this group, and I don't know if you've heard us talking about it during the Wisconsin Morning News. If you haven't, shame on you for not tuning in for the 4 hours of programming. Gold, I tell you. But his group is called FOAM. And I said, you know what? It's now FOAM with two M's. And FOAM is an acronym which stands for Fraternal Order of Adolescent Males. And Meg. And Tom reminded me, you're not going to be invited to every one of our get-togethers. But evidently, I got good reviews from his buddies. So I said, you know what? The guys were delightful. We had a nice time. We didn't talk about politics. You don't always have to talk about politics. But when I'm on the air here on WSAU, I generally do. So, and there's all kinds of topics we could discuss. I did tee up a couple before we went to the news break. And then also, I wanted to share this with you. This is something I talked about during the Wisconsin Morning News. Sort of a theme of today. You know, when Democrats don't have a record to run on, what do they do? They run negative ads about their opponent. They talk negatively about their opponent because they have nothing positive to say about themselves. They have nothing positive to say about what they offer. They have nothing positive to say about their own records. And that's the case with our friend Tone, with Governor Vito, as well as Mandela Barnes. I'm going to play a quick clip, and then I promise I'll take your calls. This is Tony Evers. He was interviewed in some lefty podcast, and this is what he says. And I'll just say, in response to his dismal, disastrous record over the past 4 years in Wisconsin, this is how Tony Evers campaigns. Here he is.
We will, you know, if we have to engage in negative politicians, politics, we'll do that too.
So there you have it. If we have to engage, he can't even get out the word politics. Boy, oh boy, Tone, you gotta, you know, for an education governor, you gotta really brush up on your speaking skills. But to engage, if we have to engage, here's his threat, boy. If I have to lie about my opponent, I guess I will. If we have to engage in negative politics, we'll do that, too. It's important to win. So there you have it. The ends justifies the means for Democrats. Tony Evers just proved it right there in that little clip. So if you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. One other thing before I take your calls, I wanted to mention, you know, not to toot my own horn, however, when I'm inspired to write something on my blog, I do. And I blogged yesterday. I plan to blog again today. Here's your little spoiler alert. It's going to be about when Democrats don't have anything positive to say. They lie about their opponents. Senator Ron Johnson and I chatted about that this morning on the Wisconsin Morning News. Did you catch it? Did you catch the interview? If you didn't, you can go back to WSAU.com and listen to the full 4 hours of programming every day. And I actually encourage you to listen live because it'll just jumpstart your day and give you one more reason to drink a good cup of coffee. Coffee, I said. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Well, good morning, Meg. This is Jack calling in. How are you today?
Captain Jack, if I'd known, I would have played some theme music for you. But, you know, what do you do? How are you?
Well, I'm awesome. You know, I got to tell you, I do want to comment on your question about, you know, what are the things driving people to the polls. But mm-hmm. I first want to say, isn't it another beautiful day in north central Wisconsin?
Yes,
it's
it
a
is.
Great day to be alive, and we are blessed to live in this wonderful community.
Yes, we are. Amen.
But I do want to comment, you know, obviously there are issues in the forefront of everyone's minds who are going to the polls, you know, the economy and inflation and, you know, crime issues and so on. No question. But, you know, I think, Meg, that there is something that's almost kind of a little bit of an intangible that is on the backs of a lot of people's minds and that's bringing them to the polls. And this is my opinion, but I think it's a couple of things. One, I think it's the issue of freedom and liberty, and the other one is an issue of morality. People are getting fed up with government telling them how they can live their mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. You know, this goes back 2 years to the mask mandates and the shutdowns of businesses and the closing of schools. And government is just forcing upon freedom-loving Americans how they're going to live their lives. And then it goes further to, you know, something that was just mentioned in an ad you ran about. Now the governor wants to tell us what we can, you know, whether we can bear arms or not, and try to take away our freedoms, our God-given freedoms, to protect ourselves and to bear arms. And, you know, there's numerous examples of how I think Americans and people right here in central Wisconsin are feeling like their liberty is being taken away by Democrat bureaucrats. But then the other thing is the morality issue. You know, I think your listeners know about what President Biden is doing with Title IX and now making it literally a crime mm-hmm. to use the wrong pronouns on a person or to deny a man who feels like a woman from using whichever bathroom that person wants to choose. And again, this is kind of a moral breakdown thing. The family is breaking down. And you know, Meg, I think most Republicans, they don't have a problem with somebody who says, I'm a gay person. This is America. They can live their lives and be free. But it's when government steps in and tells us how we're going to live our lives and takes a stand against morality. I think those are two issues that I think you're going to see a lot of people going to the polls and saying, I want my freedom back and I want this country, I want this state to be a moral society, and that's important.
Well, and I think, too, be careful what you wish for, lefties, because someday the government's going to come for something that you love, and you're not going to be able to have a say if the precedent has been set that they can tell us how to live our lives and tell us what to do and when we can go from point A to point B. Great points. As always, Captain Jack, anything else you wanted to add? Any upcoming events going on with the Republican Party here in Marathon County?
Oh, well, there's a lot going on. And if you're a member of the party, you'll get the email newsletter letting us know. But our next general membership meeting is Monday evening, 6:30 at over there by Wausau Homes at the campaign headquarters. And, you know, if you're not a member, you're still welcome to come as long as you join. We want you to join the party. We're getting close to setting a new membership record, and maybe you can be the one that puts us over the top. So come on and hear all the good news, all the great things that Republicans are doing and want to do for this community.
Well, and learn about how you can get involved. And, I mean, there will be plenty Absolutely. Of opportunities at this meeting to meet some of our local candidates,
yep.
but then also to find out how you can put in a few hours time at your, you know, at your convenience to help these candidates
right.
get elected. So, and I think, give your resources as well.
I think I mention it at every meeting. There's three things we want to do: educate, motivate, and then mobilize.
Amen.
Because it doesn't do any good to take a position and not do something about it. You got to get out there and knock on the doors, talk to your neighbors, make the phone calls, send out the postcards, and get the good people out to vote.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for calling in, as always, Chairman Captain Jack. And it was great to hear your voice. Look forward to our next chat.
You bet, Meg. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. I called you once, about 2 years ago. You weren't on the air all that long. And I had a couple comments, and one of them was the acknowledgement that what's happening to our TV advertising on all stations, including Fox, about the racial implication of change, of blended marriages, blended couples, gays. And this happened not suddenly, but gradually, and this continually got to be worse. So I guess my real question is, who has the power, do you think, that could have instructed all these TV stations and everybody else to run these commercials, and it's gotten completely to about 95% true of what I'm saying about every commercial. But I would like to know the power behind that and who could possibly have implemented that quickly amongst all the stations. You had said you had kind of recognized what I had talked about last time, but it's never been brought up again, and it has gotten to the point that it's kind of unbearable almost. But I don't like the idea that it's being forced upon us. And I guess that's my comment.
Oh, well, okay. So I want to clarify, because I think maybe I'm thinking back to, commercials that I've noticed over the last several years. They started out, and I mean, I think it was slowly, insidiously changing, where the white male was portrayed as the idiot, and then the female swooped in and resolved the problem. And imagine in a 30-second commercial being able to convey that. But it seems to me that that's where I started noticing that commercials were portraying or had an agenda beyond selling the product. And I
Correct.
Think it's, I really think that it's just a product of companies buying into this wokeism and thinking that they have to, well, gosh, we don't want to upset. They don't want to upset the vocal minority that will, I don't know, wage some sort of boycott against their products. So they started doing this more. And evidently, it's more, I guess it must be effective. I mean, I understand what you're saying. And I think for me, when I started noticing that being in a household with all males, I love my males in my household. I love my husband and I love my two boys. And, to have them be insulted every time that there is a commercial, to have businesses, companies that are selling products insult my males, forget it. I'm not going to support them. And so, I mean, I'm not their target market, but my response has just been to keep the TV off as much as possible. And
sure.
You know, we have this opportunity whenever possible to watch programming without commercials. And that's what I will do. I don't know if there's any other way to push back other than, you know, some of this stuff just sort of goes away after a while. You know, I know that even the green movement was a thing where all these companies were jumping on board, and it had nothing to do with them embracing
Right.
the green
Right.
movement. It was more about, well, it does it affect our bottom line if we don't greenify our ads? Well, surely that's what they're going to do. And it just sort of reveals how shallow they are, and how, I mean, really everything is so profit driven. It's nauseating.
There's something that's a common statement when someone has a thought or a complaint or a question. Well, you have to do something about it. Well, you and I, and maybe you would have an opportunity, but I, as an individual person, I don't have the opportunity to contact the congressman or whoever necessary. So my thought was, you know, when there's a situation out there, like, call your president. Well, you can't really get a hold of your president as much as I would like to for several different instances.
Right.
But even like these companies, these woke companies who think they're so great, I would like to see maybe the newspaper, which is almost an impossibility, but some kind of a publication that lists all these companies and a phone number to call in case you do not like what they are proposing on their stations.
Yeah, well,
we have no way of contacting anybody other than maybe Johnson or somebody like that.
Right.
But
well,
that's as far as it goes.
Hit them where it hurts. And I guess, you know, then, I mean, that's sort of bordering on a boycott, which I'm never in favor of, because, you know, the left likes to do that too. But I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that's how we expose them. You know, the only other way is to stop buying their products. And if enough of us do that, perhaps that will get their attention. I mean, I don't know what else we can do. And you know, honestly, I do that to a great extent. I mean, I shop where I believe that my business is valued and appreciated. And if I see that there's some company running an ad that is being disrespectful to the males in my life, well, then I'm not going to support those products. Sure. I'm not going to buy those products.
Well, I do the same thing, except I go a little farther than you, and I started a long time ago. If I'm buying something, and I turn everything over or look at the label, whatever. If it's made in China, it goes right back.
Yeah.
I'd have to be in dire straits to buy it.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go into a lot of details, but I just in business years ago, and I tell people about not buying from China. And I'll be, oh, darn, if that didn't come true. I had a lot of people that commented to me about, you know, we took up on that and we don't do it. And that was like 20 years ago, and I still hear it today. So,
right.
And,
you know,
it's
contagious. And I mean, hey, you know what? What's your first name?
Bill.
Bill. Oh, so yep. Bill, I think that being principled is contagious, and I think you should keep it up. And I think that you should continue to share, you know, what you're doing with those around you. We should all be around our circles of influence, sharing our principled values with others so that they in turn do the same thing. And perhaps it'll catch on. It will be contagious as opposed to these fake contagions that our government tries to scare us into believing.
Well, I'm afraid too many people are afraid to speak out, even amongst their local groups. They don't want to upset somebody that's in their group because they're of a different persuasion, which is completely wrong. As far as Republicans and conservatives go, we are not vocal enough. There's
well,
no doubt in my
mind. And, you know, I'll tell you this, is that I shared, I don't know if you caught earlier in the program, I mentioned something about hanging out with Tom King. Don't worry, he's not going to change my political views. But
I thought about that. I heard that.
Don't worry.
That jumped right into my mind.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? I am stuck. I'm stuck in my ways, Bill. There's no change in me. No, but you know, we've had some off-air banters about you know, in particular Amazon and how I have a problem with how the CEO of Amazon operates, and if you can appeal. Really, it's an appeal to the emotions of a lefty. Sometimes you can persuade them. And, you know, I've joked to Tom, even on air about this in the early morning segments. I've said, well, I guess I'm just more principled than you are, Tom. And then we just kind of laugh it off. And, you know, that's the end of the segment. But
that's what
we have to do, adhere to our principles. Well, Bill, what a great call. I'm so delighted that you were able to get through. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to end the day on a positive note with our conversation.
Great talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great day. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. I hope you were able to tune in at least during the full hour of feedback. However, you know what I say, 4 hours of programming gold starting at 5 a.m. Set your alarms for 4:59 a.m. I'm not kidding you. We do. I truly work very hard to provide our listeners with great content, great information, and of course, the right opinions. One girl with one mic and lots of opinions. I want to leave you with this thought. Never compromise your principles, even if it leads to difficulties in the short term. Gotta boogie. Have a great day. God bless you. Go out and enjoy this beautiful sunny day. Talk with you again tomorrow.